What's up, everybody? It's Greg Way in the car. Follow Greg Way for 2 weeks with Greg Miller, but somebody else will probably do him next week and the week after that. I still have to talk about that in the morning meeting and find somebody to do that. Hey, everybody, it's Greg. I'm in the car. Final Greg Way for 2 weeks because I'm going out and taking our summer vacation here with little Benny. Remember, if I had my way, I would work myself to death and never stop making content and playing games and doing stuff. And I married a lovely woman named Jen who was like, yeah, you'll die if you do that. And we only get 18 summers with our son, so you're taking 2 weeks off every summer to hang out with us. And I said, okay, you know best. And she does. So we're doing that. Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Exciting day of content here at Kinda Funny. I am, in fact, driving in to do the morning meeting, do a cool call, and then do Starfield stream with Gary Whitta. Make good on my Gundog commercial promises for him, so he traded me Starfield in the fantasy draft. And then none two in review as we returned to the Cuckoo in review. I'm very excited to talk about that movie that I went and saw last night. I'm toying with the idea of, in the break between the stream and the nun in review, going out to a Spirit Halloween and buying a nun outfit and then using my Ronald McDonald face paint to paint myself to look like Valak from The Nun, who's just the nun, the bad nun. But the problem I have with that is that we have to pack for our trip. We're heading to Canada tomorrow at like 8 a.m., something like that, maybe even earlier. I think we should be up at 4 a.m. So it's like, I'm going to come home to a lot of chores that need to be done really quickly. And so I don't know if it's worth tossing in there for who I'm sure will be my loving and stressed out wife that I also have my face painted white like the nun from The Nun. Because when we did the Ronald shoot, I did what I could with makeup wipes in the bathroom, but I needed to get into the shower and, you know, scrub-a-dub-dub my face. And so tossing that in there as we not only have to pack for this trip, have to put the baby down. On top of that, we need to have the windows in Ben's room replaced because they're rotten. So we're moving everything out of there because there's going to be workers. And there's a lot of moving parts on the homestead for the Millers right now. And I don't know if me painting my face is going to be part of it. But I might still try and go Spirit Halloween, get the nun outfit, then go to like the Walgreens or CVS and get real makeup remover. Maybe I just don't paint my beard. Maybe I just paint the skin, leave the beard there. It seems risky. It seems like it could end with me in the doghouse, as you say, but we'll see what I end up doing. I actually was going to do Saw Woo's question. Saw Woo wrote in, like you can. Anytime you see a Greg Way, go up on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Go ahead and leave a little comment, leave a little question. Maybe it gets read, maybe it doesn't. Saw Woo was following up yesterday for me talking about video game reviews and yada yada yada. It was basically, sorry for the yawns. I caught this red light. I could have punched it, but I didn't. I was basically saying, hey, do you ever get, you know, burned out? There's always a new game to play. There's only so many ways you can do another action RPG or whatever, third-person action game, whatever game you're getting, there's only so many ways to do it. So when you get, I think he said, your fifth open-world RPG in a row or whatever, how do you keep the excitement for it? And I thought it was an interesting question. Because I don't have that problem, no. Like, I think, honestly, first off, obviously, we play so many different things and games come out in so many different time frames that it is, I kind of feel rare. Not that it's impossible, because we're about to do it, right? Just did Starfield, going over to Cyberpunk DLC. But I do feel it's rare you get things back-to-back that are very, 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 very similar. But let's look at Starfield, which I have reviewed, Cyberpunk, which I have not. It's not out yet, obviously. We don't have code or whatever. But impressions aside from whatever I think or feel or whatever, I'm excited for Cyberpunk, right? And one of the reasons I'm not like, oh, God, another RPG, is that they're so different. Like, obviously, being in space is very different than being a street kid in Night City and figuring out why Idris Elba's there and what's going on with the president or whatever. So it's like, I feel like, for me, maybe it's just me also being such a story horror, right? Like I always talk about, like, having that different perspective is all the difference. because you're going to go in there and it's going to be like, cool, I haven't played... I mean, Cyberpunk's exciting too because, like, I haven't played Cyberpunk since I platinum Cyberpunk. So what do all these updates look like and feel like, and how does it look on a modern... in the modern day, in 2023, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Gribus. So there's that part of it. I think if it was, like, another one after that, it would always be... okay, well, this, what are you doing differently? And, like, in your question, Saw, will you say there's only so many ways to spin a wheel? Yeah, but I think that also influences what we're talking about then, right? Like, I think I appreciate coming back to a genre in terms of a review, right? Coming back to a genre that you know well, because then you can sit there and go, okay, what about this? What about that? I've enjoyed this before. I didn't enjoy that, but this game does this and that does that. But if you think about this and you think about where it's come over the years, like, that's always enjoyable to me. I would like to think that makes for a, not a better review, but a good review in a lot of ways of like, okay, well, you know that I let's just say me for this argument, I'm knowledgeable about wrestling games, whatever I'm talking about, because you've heard me over the years talk about them. You're interested in them, so you've played them and agreed or disagreed and understand my point of view on it a bit better. You hope that that's the case here too. So no, I can't think of, another blank. Another turn-based RPG, which again, isn't my jam. So I probably wouldn't be spending much time on those. But even at IGN, where I was like, there was a time where I was really just getting assigned stuff and maybe it wasn't my genre at all. Like, I wasn't upset by it, right? Like, this is what I want to do. Oh, God. Don't let the yawns fool you. I think this is an exciting life. Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do with my time. Like, back to where we started as a joke, right? Like, I would, if left to my own devices, I would play video games when I wasn't eating or sleeping, and that's all I would do, right? Like, that's how much I love doing this and consuming this and talking about this and making content about this and all these things. So it's like, no, I don't get burned out, and I don't worry about the next game coming being a genre I've already done something with or being similar to something I've already done. Like, I think that informs the decision. Because again, like, one of the things we were talking about yesterday was Paul Smith saying, like, you know, can't we just leave expectations at the door? And as I was saying, no, you can't. And that's really not what critiquing or reviewing is, right? And especially for what you're talking about now, Sawu, of like, I feel like that is the conversation of like, Starfield had a different kind of review because of the success of Baldur's Gate 3 and how much we all love that game. And now Cyberpunk is going to have a different review for its DLC than what Cyberpunk originally did, because we just came off of Starfield and we just came off of Baldur's Gate 3. So it's like, is it, you can have the argument of like, you know, review it for what it is. Of course, you should. Yes, yes. But it's also the fact of, with all these games coming in quick succession, right? Like, okay, well, they did this and I like that, but they didn't do that and I didn't like, and like, that influences a conversation for where we're at right now. And I think there'll be enough, you know, quote unquote objective reviews that don't bring that kind of stuff into it and try to stand on their own, but in terms of where this game is and where it's launching, and any game for that matter, I'm not just about Cyberpunk here, I think it's all valuable. So I like it. I like it when that happens and lines up that way. But that's just me. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Let me know in the comments below. Of course, get ready then for next week. I assume Snowbike Mike, but we'll see who you get. Go easy, Otto. I'm sure there'll be days where it slips their mind, and so you get a double one the next day or whatever, but as always, you know we're good for them. You'll get the Gregways, even if I have to come back and do a 15-hour Gregway to make up for 15 hours of miscontent, which I think would be pretty much like every Gregway we've ever done. But you know what? I digress. You understand the comment. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to serve you. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you soon.